Paul had discovered that Martin was an old friend from school. Friend was stretching it quite a bit since, as I have already mentioned, they had nothing to do with one another back then or since. Paul had been, according to Martin, a bit of an antisocial twerp as a kid. But Paul had seen it as a sign from the gods that he should bump into Martin again, and even been a sort of boss to Martin's wife. Since then, he had practically been stalking Martin, both through me, by constantly asking me where Martin was, and also by showing up at our home all the time, often with no prior warning. It had become almost unbearable, particularly for Martin, who worked in Norway these days. 3 weeks at a time, and then 10 to 14 days off. At the same time, Paul made a big deal of how he and I were now best friends as well, seeing as how I was married to his best friend. Before that posh Christmas dinner, I doubt if he even knew my name. He's our head IT guy, and I do accounting. So he's my closest supervisor, in that he is responsible for everything that happens on our computer database, including budgets. But I have always simply been a random provider of a function to him, and as long as things got done, he wouldn't care who was doing them. And that suited me perfectly, since he's not the sort of person I would befriend on a normal basis, or indeed have anything to talk to about other than budgets and finance. But now I can sense physically how he is constantly watching me, probably fully aware that I'm his gateway ticket to his self-invented friendship with Martin. I applied for another job 2 weeks ago, pretty much the same function I have here, but in another production company. I didn't get it, but the interview made me feel as if I could easily find a similar job in the field. That particular production company already had a candidate lined up from within their own ranks. But somehow, because our field is rather small, Paul had heard that I was looking elsewhere,